Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, and Shir should be a special schluss for Armin Armin Rossi Shayuchiu, Moshe Dem Peshnerai, so Moshe Mordechai, Yachafeg Vasmatis Vasya, Kamadai Vaschanadia, Mayor Brandon Vas Golda, Rachavasam Chamasem Mechol Vale, Mechigitlach Rachel Esther, Rachavatslach Mechomased Vachol Techel at Seha. We're basing this in the Torah of Mar Rosh Hashiva Zetzal. The Torah says, Vaidaber Hashem of Moshe, etc., Ale al Haravoim, Most Bark Hashem Mesa Aaron Achicha Bahor Hahar. Barim Lamed Beis Mem Tes. Hashem tells Moshe to go up to the mountain, and he should die in the mountain like Aaron, his brother, died. So the comparison with Mrs. Aaron could be explained that neither of them were zeicha to come to Eretz Yisrael, and they both died from the same sin. Vashon Hemshech Hapasav Al Hashem Maltim B'Mesech B'nei Yisrael. So, because they didn't listen to God because of the sin of the rack, whatever that was. However, Rashi, for whatever reason, didn't explain pshat like that. And he brings Chazal that when it says that Moshe dies like Aaron, it's the same death that Aaron died, Moshe wanted to die. And how did Aaron die? Moshe took off his begadim and put him on Elazar's son. And that's how also Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to die. Rosa Mida Sharisa Vachamato is a chef she Moshe Saran begad Rishon Vilbisha Elazar Vachin Shane Vachin Shlishi Vrab Nevachoida. Romele Moshe Aaron Ochi Ale Pshot Yadcho Pshat. Amar Moshe Ashrei Misha Meis Mises, what a tremendous way to die. He took off his clothing one by one, put it on Elazar, Aaron's son, and then he spread out his hand and he died. And Moshe Rabbeinu said, fortunate is the one to die such a Misa. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to die Misa. Where do we find that Moshe Rabbeinu died a Misa? Where do we find the Kiyum of this Rashi that Moshe Rabbeinu died like Aaron died? So we have to be makdim halacha that an Einin doesn't bring a carbon. The reason is, it's called a Shlamim. Kshu Shalim Mevi, Eno Mevi Shu Einin. He brings when he's a shalim, not when he's an einain. So an einain, somebody whose relative died, lacks the yishav adas. He's not lev shalim. He doesn't have a complete heart. Nevertheless, we see that the kohen gadol yaitze mechal iser einain or makar filuk shu einain. We see that the kohen gadol is yaitze mechal iser einain. Kohen Gadol's makar even he's an einain, so it's mistaber that he has yishav adas. Even when he's an einain, he still has his yishav adas, as opposed to a regular einain. So we've already discussed in the past that the whole possibility of tshuva is built on the yisod astir shebesoich adam atzim v'shas hachet. Because what happens is a person sins, so he's a yetzer, but his das isn't with the sin. His das, his seichel, is against the sin. That's when a person normally sins. Except when a person sins with minus, korbeh lo yeshuvun, because there even das gets this person. He's sinning even with his das when he's an apikaris. And therefore it's kol, the entire person is sinning. So for that there's no tshuva, korbeh lo yeshuvun. There's no place that wasn't nifka yidei achet. Now we can ask in the Seder Kapar of the Cheda Ego, where do we find a gilui for this stira in the process of sin? Without a stira, there's no tshuva. There has to be some type of stira between what the person's doing and what the person's thinking and feeling. And he really doesn't want this sin. So the answer is, when Aaron said Chag L'Hashem Mochar, it's going to be a holiday to God tomorrow. So he wanted to be Doicha the Ganze Maisa. She'ad Mochar Yavo Moshe. So the whole takal of the Egel was because they said, "Ki zemoshe ish la yadanu mehayelo." So we don't have das about Moshe. We don't know what happened to him. Aaron was shemer and his das. He said, "Chag l'Hashem mocher." We're going to have a holiday to God. That preserved the connection they had to Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's the pasuk. Sifse koyim yishmu das. The lips of the kohen of Aaron preserved the das of Knesset Yisrael, that Knesset Yisrael had a nekuda where they weren't sinning. Chag L'Hashem Machar, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to come back. So, in that Nekuda, the Jewish people didn't sin, and that's what allows for tshuva. Ani Amarti Elohim Atem Uvnei Elam Kulchem, the Pasuk says in Tehillim. Chazal say that Mamat Torah Pasuk is about Masam, Achen Ka'odim to Musim. So originally they weren't supposed to die, and then Ka'odim to Musim with Al-Cheda Egel. They had to die. Levim didn't sin with the Cheda Egel. Nevertheless, they also have an Einish Misa. Because Sof Sof is the Cheshmet with Klai Yisrael, the Torah Klav. Rabbinian Kohen Gadol is a Mechina of Al-Mavis, of being above death. Levim didn't sin with the Egel, but they also have Einish Misa. Because they have a cheshbon with Kai Yisrael, the cloud. Then Kohen Gadol is a bechin of being above death. And the explanation is based on the pasuk of Brisi, Ha'isa Ito Achaim V'Ashalom. It's this covenant of life. It's a pasuk in Malachi 2:5. Dugma L'Maisa Shel Bris, we can see in this halacha that Kohen Gadol is makriv einei. So we have a tzir that by the Kohen Gadol, the nekuda that Misa doesn't touch. And his Yishav Hadas remains even after the person dies. This pasuk is talking about the Kohen Gadol. Brisi ha'isayito chayim v'ashalom. He has this special bris of life where death doesn't touch. The first time the school of the Kohen Gadol was revealed was by Mrs. Aaron v'chinucho shel Elazar b'nam. Aaron sees Elazar mislavish b'begadim wearing the clothing rod and abachoyde. She'araz b'noike Kohen Gadol. Aaron HaKohen saw his son turning into Kohen Gadol that he can serve that day even though he's an Einan, even though his father had just died. And even the Ma'aseh of Nadab and Aviv that he served as an Einan, that was Adayin B'mei HaMiluim, and the Ma'aseh of the Kohen Gadol HaTzmidus wasn't yet established. And now that he's already a Ma'aseh of the Kohen Gadol HaTzmidus, he has that Ma'aseh forever, and yet he's still doing the Avoida, even though he's an Einan. Elazar, and that was the type of Moshe. There should be a Shlemus Hadas even though he died. Para Adum is a Chok. B'vachani Megalatam Para. The explanation is that Misa is the only Dugma of Ovi Yavetz HaTumma. Why is it so Chomer? Because we have a rule that the person should never be misyayish min harachim and afilu cherev chadim unachas at tzavar shel adam. Even though there's a sharp sword over a person's neck, he should still have pray for mercy. It's al tzavar v'lo sech tzavar. If it's in his neck, then it's already too late. It's only when there's still hope. David HaMelech. He davened that his child should get better, and when the child doesn't, he closed his sitter and he continued on with life. That's the Karech of Misa. That's it. It's my mafkia, the Karech of Tefillah, Meliba Shalad, and there's nothing to pray for anymore. Person's dead. Have to move on. Tipsha Sulavaki shall mes shiye velo nishar el tzipia tchias ha-Misa. It's tipshus to ask, oh, that a dead person should come back to life. We wait for tchias ha-Misa, but not that this person should independently come back to life. That's above our tfisa, not being in the world of Misa. That's already for the next world. And therefore, para aduma is the avodah to be mitar mitumas Misa, is a chok. Where that's above us. Being in a world of no Misa is above our comprehension. And that's why it's such a chomer de getuma. Because if it's Machnis Yesh Belev Adam, that's the Sofa Adam. That's it. Then he's got nothing to pray for. If it's Machnis Yesh Belev Adam, then Zeh Sofa Adam, because there's no prayer for Misa. So better be careful not to have Yesh. When Moshe says it wasn't known where he was buried, there was no contact with Moshe after he died. Bnei Adam weren't misasek with his Kvura. In other words, the death of Moshe can't be Poyel Tuma. And therefore the Das of a person doesn't have a Yeush because they didn't have contact with Moshe Rabbeinu in his death. So now we get to the point of parallel between the Misa of Moshe and the Misa of Aaron. And after both of their deaths, there was remained a Shlemus HaDas. And death didn't impede that. Aaron, you find that there was a chiddush of the avodah of Kohen Gadol, even though it's an einin, there was still yishuv hadas. Like we saw that Kohen Gadol is an einin, is makir of korban isuf. Why? Because he's still shlemus hadas. It's the koch of the Kohen Gadol. Right there, we find by Mrs. Moshe. It also wasn't poil yeush and pegimah, but they have sam shel and ashar machrov. There's no yeush. Why? Because they had no contact with him in death. So just like there's no pegam and das by Aaron, there's also no pegam and das by Moshe. There's no chisaron and shalom b'daitai. So the oisa misa shana savesol, as Moshe Avinu was takazeichet to die like Aaron in that sense. Muvan and Lelo Shana Rabba, Rishiva Zetzal said that, what does it mean, quotes the Gemara, what does it mean Rus? Why is her name called Rus? She's also the Yatsim and David, she revealed like a Shbrocha of Shiva's with the Shbrochas. She was Zeicha, and who came out of her David, who saturated God Kiviyachal with Shiva's and Tishbachos, with songs and praise. She's Lashon of Riva. She Rivo like a Shbrocha. What's this Riva? What's Pshat? This means saturated Hashem. Can you say all the praises of Hashem? We find by Karbanos a lashon of achila and a lashon of sviya. So it appears the explanation is based on Yisod, Rosh Hashiva, and that the Milas is Sapra called Tila Secho, and the Yuchedis Ladavar Amelach Naim Zemir Sisrael. It's a pasuk in Tehillim 9:9-15. I'll say all your praises, I'll relate all your praises. Whatever can be praised, David HaMelech already said. If there's a Yechatim, see somebody be Mechadesh, Piyutim, Vishvachim, that aren't included in Tehillim, it'd be Aser. Because see, Amtil Lukula Shvach HaDemarach, you're not allowed to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu outside of the context of the what's in our liturgy, because wherever you praise Him, it's always going to be less than what He deserves. So all the Shiras and Tishbachos that we have are only Al Shirei David Avdecho, Smuchim Olav. They're reliant on the Shirim of David. Al Shirei David Avdecho. We're connecting ourselves to Sefer Tehillim. That's how we can praise Hashem. And that's the Tzlil B'Loshon Chachamim. Riva. Koma Hashem Shalem or Amahu. Whatever could be said, David HaMelech said. That's Lashon El Ramba, Malachim 3:6. Shelivu Lev Kol Kal Yisrael. The Lev of the Melech is the Lev of all the Jewish people. And this Lev reaches the Gvul Tachlis Hamutar B'Kidus Hashem Makom. It mamish exhausts everything, as much as you can say, said in Tehillim. And that's what forced Chazal, compelled Chazal to explain the Shem Rus. Oifen Zeu B'Chdei Shiyed David, Naim Zemir Yisrael Mukov Mikol Atzdadim B'Chinas Shirois V'Sishvachos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On one hand, David's from Zera Yehuda. Pam Oides Hashem Yom Shabar Kadosh Baruch Hu Salam Lo Yadam Shehoida Kadosh Baruch Hu Ad Shabas Alei Vahoidisa Shenemar Pam Oides Hashem. And also Mitzar Acher, Rus. From Rus also he had the koyach. It said that he's from Yehuda, from Leah, thanking, and also the fact that he's from Rus. Rivayla Kadosh Baruch Hu Sirus Kadosh Baruch Hu David HaMelech. Was the superstar in praising Hashem. Tfasema says that he was zeicha to, he never gets tired of praising Hashem because his name is Yehuda. Yehuda Arileib, and the shorish of that name is from the pasuk of Apam Oides Hashem. And B'chutu Sheirim B'parashas Vayetze. It says, "Kol mitzvah shekiblo alayim b'simcha, dayim mekayimin ozeh b'simcha." Every mitzvah the Jews accepted b'simcha, they're still keeping it b'simcha. Why does it say this? Ma'ila mekabel b'seich simcha, and not mitoich ahava v'yira. So it's definitely not something natural. This is some special school on simcha. In Ma'aseh Bereishis, it says everything that was created every day, v'yalakim ki toiv, v'chamban v'yar ki toiv, is the kiyum adovo. So the etzem ha-maimer wasn't enough to be mekayim this forever. Rather, they needed v'yar ki toiv, less is like kiyum. V'adiyah nechas ruach, Kadosh Baruch Hu nechas ruach, that's what gave it kiyum. ומתוך כך נחשבו כחלק ממעשה הבריאה. אם כן, כשם שבקורת רוח מהנאה במעשה בראשית, גנו סוד הקיום, just like in הקדוש ברוך הוא's pleasure, satisfaction, with מעשה בראשית, that's the סוד הקיום, ויער כי טוב. סוד מהאבויד אוף קידושה. אם סגל על אדם לעצמו, סוד הקיומס באבויד המסוימס, אם מקבל מתוך טעם של כי טוב בשמחו. סוד תו, in the world of Kedusha, you want something to exist, you want something to last, it has to be this ki tov of simcha, of hana, of kairas ruach. So, obviously there's a lot more to say, and hopefully we'll be zecha to continue, and see more in a flow, Hashem Yisborach. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.